Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Okay, are we live? We are live. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we're going to be talking about why consistency always wins. You will always beat the most talented person when you are the most consistent. Because if the talented person is not working on their craft, if they're not developing, if they're not showing up every single day, eventually you will have a chance to come and take over the step, take over the throne, and take over everything, because consistency always wins. In this video, we're going to be talking about and discussing why consistency is so important for your journey, for entrepreneurship, and for the path that you would like to go on, because it's helping you learn more about yourself. So let me go live on the other platforms, other additional platforms. Get your notebook out, get your pen out. I got my eyes out. We're taking notes today. We're taking notes. So let's get it started. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see my screen. I don't think y'all can see my screen. Oh, the one that I need is gone. One second. Let me go ahead and upload the... I got to upload a screen right quick. I got to upload a screen. Where's it at, though? Okay, let me know in the comments what y'all see. Let me try to see if I can move me to the... Let me know in the comments what y'all see now. I don't know why it's not doing it. Oh, there we go. Hold on. Am I there? Let me know in the comments if y'all can see me. Because I'm trying to figure out this new system. Nonetheless, let me go ahead and finish setting everything up, because this is going to be a great episode, great conversation, great topic, because consistency always wins. No matter where you are at, no matter what you are doing, no matter how well you think you're doing it, consistency is always going to win. Will 180, what's going on, man? It's good to see you, bro. Let me see. Is that the one? Yeah. I think that's the one. Yeah, let me adjust this right quick. I think that's the one. So entire screen. I thought I had set this up, but obviously it didn't set up. There we go. Just to make sure we're on camera. All right, there we go. We should be good now. If y'all still on, let me know in the comments what y'all seeing now. It should be good now. Okay. All right, so we're going to get it started. We're going to get it started today. Oh, what just happened? Dang. There we go. Consistency always wins. And we're going to be talking about why consistency is so important. Hold on, before I start sharing my screen, I think I'm sharing my screen. I don't even know if I'm sharing my screen yet. Okay. I think I'm sharing the wrong one. Okay, there we go. Okay. Is it this one?
No, that ain't that one. We gonna get it together. We gonna get it together. We gonna get it together. We are going to get it together. No, that ain't it. Screen share. Okay, so I think it's God dog. Technical difficulties. We having some issues, okay? Now I'm trying to figure out how to get the issues off. Let me see. Let me adjust this one. Shape tall. There we go. Boom. There we go. Let me know in the comments what y'all see, what y'all can see. Can't afford need that one. All right, there we go. We back in the game. All right, Jesus Christ. We're back in the game. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see what's going on, because it's going to be great. Confirm. That's right. Let's go. Let's go. Let me know in the comments, what are y'all seeing on the screen? Are y'all seeing me? Are y'all seeing what we're doing? Are y'all seeing anything on camera? Please let me know. It wouldn't be right if there were no technical difficulties. It would not be right. I promise you that. But we're going to get it right today. All right. Let's go. Oh. All right. Consistency always win. There we go. Boom. Let's go. All right. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my goodness. real time. Trying to figure out this process and the journey and everything that you're going to go through. Just not going to always be easy. It's not going to always work in your favor. Nonetheless, you have to keep going. You have to keep thriving. And you have to keep showing up. Consistency. Make sure I got the video out. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see what I'm writing on the board. Consistency. Always wins. And this is important, because if you're not consistent, if you don't show up on a daily basis, if you're not understanding the process that you have to go through, you will eventually lose. There's a video that's out there. And the video that's out there, there's a rabbit. This is a rabbit. And this is a turtle. I don't know how to draw a rabbit. I'm going to just draw ears. I'm going to draw ears and then the head. Rabbit. Turtle. Shell. Legs. Head. Turtle. In fact, when I was younger, there was a show called Looney Tunes. And in this show called Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny, he was the rabbit. He was the one that could run fast. He was the one that could move fast. He was the one that can get to places in a timely manner. Whereas the turtle that was in the show of Looney Tunes, he was very, very, very slow. And by slow, I'm saying his pace wasn't as fast as the rabbit. His pace wasn't as fast as Bugs. His pace was his own pace. And eventually, throughout the video, consistency always wins. And in the beginning, Bugs Bunny had a head start. Which means that as he's going, he has an advantage. Your talent gives you an advantage, but your consistency helps your advantage increase even more. But see, the thing that Bugs Bunny or the rabbit did in the video is that he kept stopping. He kept breaking. He kept getting off of course. What happens many times in life is that when you're as talented as the bunny, when you're as fast as the rabbit, You find a way to cut corners. Your talent is going to always get you into the room, but it's not going to keep you into the room until you show up consistently. The rabbit, he was fast. The rabbit, he was moving. And as he was moving, he ended up taking a long break. He ended up taking a lot of breaks. And throughout the video, it shows that he was enjoying the head start. He was enjoying what he was doing. He was enjoying where he was going. In reality, the very slow turtle that was just going at a slower pace, at a pace that you can't even recognize, at a pace that's so slow. But the rabbit is well beyond his limit, is well beyond him. He has already passed him. But when the turtle go very slow, he's pacing himself. You see, in life, you have to pace yourself, because if you're going too fast, if you're going too slow, you're going to miss the opportunity that's going to come for you. Because in life, in business, in everything that you're doing, you have to go at your pace. And I think I spell pace wrong. It's pace, I believe. Pasting. Pace. Yeah, okay. You have to go at your own pace. Why is that important? Because if you try to run the next person race, the next person journey, the next person lap, many times in life, your talent is not as good as them. Many times in life, your experience is not as great as them. Many times in life, you don't understand what you are doing when it comes to the next person race. Just because the rabbit has a head start, their head start means nothing if they are not consistent. If the turtle has a slow start and the turtle is moving very slowly, and as the turtle is constantly moving, he's building the consistency. You have to build the consistency to know that you are able to develop what you are looking to grow into. Growing into your future self comes based off on the actions that you're taking today. It might seem like a long journey. A long journey. In reality, it's a journey that you have to go through to learn something new, to discover something new, to discover yourself. You're the one that's being discovered, because the skills, the lessons, and the experience is getting uncovered for you. You have to be the one to discover it. You have to be the one to evolve. You have to be the one to experience it, because as you are going at your pace will eventually get you to the finish line. And up here is the finish line. I'm going to put finish line right here. Finish line right here. It doesn't matter how fast you get there. It doesn't matter how slow you get there. What it matters is that you cross the finish line. You cross the finish line because eventually you will be done with the race. And until you go and finish the race is going to always be there. Your moment is going to always be there. You see, when I started learning about business, I was trying to figure out everything so quickly because I just wanted to learn more about business. I'm reading different books. I'm reading different articles. I'm going online, watching different videos. In reality, the videos, the books, and the education was great. The thing that I was missing is that I wasn't going at my own pace. I was trying to catch up with the rabbit. I was trying to catch up with the person who was gifted and talented and has more experience than I have. On the contrary, just because the person or the time or the skill is well beyond my means, well beyond my limits, doesn't mean I cannot eventually get there. What it means is that you have to pace yourself. As you are pacing yourself, you're not comparing yourself. Not comparing. You're not comparing. Let me turn the page. As you are pacing yourself, you're not comparing yourself. Comparison. Yourself. I give you a prime example. When I started the live today and I tried to write on it and I tried to start it and I tried to really get it up and running, but it wasn't working in my favor. I don't know if I was doing something wrong. I don't know if I pressed the wrong button. I don't know. I can't tell you that I did something wrong because I don't know what I did wrong. Nonetheless, just because I'm on my own pace, I'm on my own journey, life is going to happen. Mishaps is going to happen. And moments is going to come when I have to figure out how to get myself out of the situation. As life is coming, as life is approaching, as you are going through life, life is going to teach you different lessons at different times, at different moments, in different situations. You have to be willing. You have to be willing to not compare yourself. Comparison is the thief of joy because you're not happy of where you are at. Where you are at is completely different than anyone else because there's levels to growth. Levels to growth. I heard this phenomenal statement by Dr. Eric Thomas, and he proceeds to say, don't compare my 20-year experience, ECE, to your 1-year start. Which means I'm going to write circle and I'm going to draw a circle and squares. And I'm gonna show the difference between 20 and 1. So Dr. Eric Thomas, he has over 20 years. One? I don't know why I keep picking these big numbers. And so on and so forth, all the way up to 20. When you're starting, you barely even have 1 year. You don't even have a full year already completed, but you're starting. The difference between one and 20 is 19 different years. Throughout that 19 years, you experience so many different things throughout your life. When you're experiencing business, or looking to start something new, or looking to start something for yourself, you have to understand that your starting phase, your starting point is completely different than the other people that's been doing business for quite some time. Just because they've been doing business for quite some time doesn't mean you can't get to their level. What it means is that you have to pay attention to the level that you are at to know that the level that you are at, you can constantly grow, you can constantly evolve, you can constantly develop. But see, the reason why consistency always wins is because you have to always show up regardless of the level of experience that you are at. As you are showing up, you're learning. As you are learning, you're growing. As you are growing, you are developing. But to develop, you have to be consistent. You have to consistently show up because the more you show up, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more you become. The more you become, the more experience you will gain. You can't gain experience if you're not willing to be okay with where you are at. You have to pace yourself. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps, we had to run 3 miles, and I believe the most you can run it is 26 minutes, give or take. And during this time, 3 miles is a long time to be running. In my mind, as I'm running, trying to get to mile number one, trying to get to mile number two, then eventually get to mile number three, I'm like, why did I join this service and we have to run 3 miles? I kept questioning myself. I kept wondering. I kept confusing myself. You see, when you are new to a particular field, to a particular experience, you start to question yourself. You see, I questioned myself because of year one. Year one leads to uncertainty. Year one leads to uncertainty. What does that mean? Well, glad you asked. Just because you knew, you don't have the experience nor confidence to know that you're doing the right thing. My confidence came from podcasting because I was focused on podcasting for quite some time. For over half a decade, I've been only focusing on podcasting. Confidence came from, let's say, focus. Confidence came from focus. And why is this important? You see, it's important because you have to be focused on your path. You have to be focused on your pace, because if you're not pacing yourself, how do you get to the next level? How do you grow? How do you develop? How do you learn? You have to be okay with jogging instead of sprinting, because the difference between a jog and a sprint is drastically different. Because one, you're using so much energy. One, you're running, and as you're running, you're going this way. And as you're going this way, eventually, you will be out of breath. Whereas if you're running, this right here is a sprint. That right there is a sprint right there. Yeah, that one right there is a sprint. Whereas if you're jogging and not sprinting, it may take longer. It may take longer. Why is it taking longer? Because it takes you longer to use your energy. You're saving your energy. You're saving your energy because you're not sprinting. You're jogging, which means that you can save your energy. In life, you have to be okay with understanding that as you are saving your energy, you're preparing for the next. Even though the next has yet to come, you have to know that you're preparing for something. Life is going to show you that even though the something hasn't came, your success isn't here, the impact that you're looking to make hasn't came yet. Nonetheless, if you continue to show up, if you continue to pace yourself, if you continue to be consistent, you will always win in the end. The example that I use with the turtle, let me see if y'all can see that. Let me know if y'all can see that. The example that I use, I'm not even on the camera no more. Hold on. There we go. I'm back. The example that I used earlier, what is it doing? It's not even back yet. Hold on. There we go. It should be back now. It should be back. Let me know in the comments if it's back. All right, so the example that I used earlier with the turtle and the rabbit is so important because you have to be okay with pacing yourself as the turtle. You have to be okay with pacing yourself as the turtle, because if you're trying to sprint through life, sprint through the years, sprint through the months, sprint through the days, how do you really grow? How do you really evolve? You have to be okay with pacing. How do you spell pacing? I think I'm spelling pacing wrong. Hold on. Hello, let me check my screen. How do you spell pacing? Oh, well, I'm using pasting, like pasting. Anywho, I digress. So growth happens as you start to pace yourself. You have to be okay with where you are at, because where you are at matters the most for your next. Your next has yet to come because your next is not the focus. Your next is not the focus because your focus is all over the place. I was wondering, when I started my journey a half a decade ago, I'm like, how do people create the life that they desire? And how long does it take? And why did they do it? And how did they do it? I'm asking all these different questions. And as I'm seeing these different people come online, come on YouTube and different times and places, these people are successful. And then as I continue to learn about business, about podcasting, about life, about my path, about my journey, about things that I would like to do, as I'm coming in encounter with other people and I'm hearing different conversations and I'm hearing different things, these people who are successful, they got successful based off of focus. They was on their own path. They was on their own journey. They was on their own goals. They was focused on their own goals because they knew eventually it would happen. They knew eventually it would come too. Eventually they knew that if they continue to be consistent, eventually they will win. But see, the thing is, you can't win if you're not consistent. Hold on. That's a word for somebody. You can't win if you're not consistent. Why is that? Because what are you winning for? How are you going to win if you can't do the same thing over and over and over again? The life is going to show you. Hold on. Let me write on the board. You can't win. You can't win if you are not consistent. And what does that mean? You can't win if you are not consistent. You can't win if you don't show up every day. E-V-E-R. Every day. Show up every day. DJ on celebration. Let's go. You can't win if you don't show up every day. You can't win if you're not focused every day. You can't win if you don't have a plan. Why does that matter? Because consistency always wins based off the effort, based off the habits, based off the routine that you're building for yourself. It takes 21 days to build a habit. And the reason why it takes 21 days to build a habit, because it's hard to change old ways. It's hard to create a new habit. It's hard to be and challenge yourself. But many times in life, you have to challenge yourself if you would like to create a new habit, if you would like to create winning opportunities, if you would like to create success for yourself. 21 days to build a habit is so difficult because when day one comes, you're starting this habit. I give you a prime example. I'm working with my mentee, and during this time, he's learning about himself. And I share with him, I say, my goal is to help you accomplish your goal. My goal is to help you get into the service, because he want to get into the service. I've been in the service, maybe not the particular branch. Nonetheless, I've been in the service. And so I understand what it takes to get there. We might have different challenges. We might have different obstacles. We might have came from different places. Nonetheless, when I was about to join the service, when I was about to join the Marine Corps, I had a recruiter show me the way. Granted, that was his job. Granted, that's what he did. This is the recruiter. And he helped me. And so as the years go by, I'm not in the service no more. I'm not even in the Marine Corps no more. Nonetheless, I'm not helping him with the paperwork because I don't know anything about the paperwork. But I don't have to because there's a recruiter specifically there for that job. However, the way I can help is to support, is to encourage, is to motivate, is to show and lead by example. Many times in life, we need examples to follow so we know that we're following in the right footsteps. It's the footsteps that you're following that makes a difference, because until you follow the right footsteps, the footsteps that you're following, you could be going all over the place. You see, focus comes from being around the right people. Focus comes from having the right education. Focus coming from having the right goals that you would like to focus on. You can't become great. You can't become good. You can't even become average if you don't have focus. You have to have focus on the growth that you would like to develop in, on the person that you would like to become, and the success that you will eventually have. But before you get all of that, you have to start with building a habit. The reason why it's so hard to build a habit, the reason why it's so difficult to stay focused, the reason why it's so hard just to be on your own path, on your own journey, is that we don't have the right people around us. We don't have the right people around us. Podcasting can feel very lonely. And I say very lonely because it can feel very lonely. And let me draw it on the board. Let me draw this on the board. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see what I'm speaking about. And podcasting can be very lonely. Can be very lonely. Why? Because you get on camera, you deliver the message, then after you deliver the message and have the conversation, you stop recording, you turn off the camera, turn off the microphone, put the equipment up, and eventually it's you again. It's you all by yourself. Now, having different interviews, having different conversations, and having different topics to speak about is phenomenal, because I can help so many different people in so many different ways, and not knowing the ways that I can help them only comes from me being consistent. I can learn how to help others. And so the reason why it can be very lonely is because it's only one person here. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to draw something. Hold on. I'm going to draw something. I'm going to draw two paths right here. Boom, 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 boom. And I'm going to draw another one right here. Boom, 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 boom. And I'm going to draw a person. This is going to be me right here. Me. And I'm going to draw community over here. Community. And I'm going to draw a lot of people over here. And I'm going to draw a lot of people over here. And I'm going to draw a lot of people over here. And I'm going to draw a lot of people over here. And I'm going to draw a lot of people over here. Why is that important? Because many times in life, as you are going through your process, as you're going through your journey, as you're accomplishing your dreams and your goals, you have to be okay with being by yourself in the beginning. Being in the beginning will help you learn how to find the right community, because eventually this person right here will come to the community. This person right here will create their community. This person right here will start to lead by example. To lead by example, you have to follow it. A good example. Good example. Why is that important? Because many times in life, I remember growing up when I was younger, my mom always used to say, don't be a follower, be a leader. Don't be a follower, be a leader. Don't be a follower, be a leader. And then over time, as I got old, I'm like, what does that even mean? Don't be a follower, be a leader. How can you not be a follower and then lead if you never led anything? And so over time, it was so confusing to me, because everyone was saying be a leader, not a follower. In all honesty, it's not being a follower and a leader. Is learning how to follow the right person. It's learning how to follow the right information. It's learning how to follow the right group. Because many times in life, it's the group, it's the information, it's the person that will help us lead by example. But in order for us to lead by example, we have to see what the example even is. You see, we have to see what the example look like. We have to see what the example sound like. As I grew up in a single parent household, and my mama raised three boys by herself. Now granted, she did a phenomenal job raising three boys. But if I wanted to learn how to be a man, I had to go learn how to learn from a man. I had to go be around men. I had to see how they move, their mannerisms, their demeanor, the way they communicated with others. Not only others, but with others that look like them. You see, many times in life, you have to get and build that connection up. And when I was younger, there was this program called the OK Program. OK Program. And in this program, there were mentors who were officers, who was black, and who were older. Many times in life, it was the examples that we see in life, and then when we get older, we start to catch it. Prime example, the mentors that I was learning from, I didn't know I was learning from them until I got older. I just thought it was a place for us to go have fun, a place for us to, you know, escape reality for a second, go have fun with our friends, with our family, and so on and so forth. In reality, that was being the example that we can follow. That was being the example that we can follow by example, so eventually we will become leaders. Leaders is developed. Followers have to be able to learn from the right leader. Leaders have to lead by example. You lead by example based off the way and who you follow. life is going to show you, just because you're on your own path, you're on your own journey, different experiences completely different than yours, doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong. In fact, on the contrary, it means you're doing everything right. Because your path, your journey, your goal is your goal. You have to be okay with understanding the path that you are in, the level that you are in, and being okay and comfortable with the experience that you have. Your experience is going to be completely different than the next person's experience. Nonetheless, just like the example with the turtle not only was faster, the turtle, where's it at? Not only was the rabbit faster, the turtle was a lot slower. The turtle was a lot slower. Why? Why was the turtle a lot slower? Well, maybe the turtle just can't run fast. But the turtle was consistent. The turtle kept moving. Just like, unlike the rabbit, how the rabbit kept taking breaks, kept stopping, kept playing, kept eating. The turtle kept moving. When you're consistent, you have to keep moving. As you're consistent, you have to keep developing. As you're consistent, you have to find your pace. Your pace is going to be everything, because eventually you will get to the other side. You will be able to cross the finish line. But before you get to the end, you have to start with where you are at and take it one step at a time. Consistency always wins because you're able to show up. Consistency always wins because you're able to develop. Consistency always wins because you're able to gain the experience as you are growing. You can only grow when you become, and as you're becoming, you have to be okay with your journey. Many, many times in life, your journey is the most important thing there is, because you have to be okay with it. You have to see it. You have to feel it. You have to recognize it. Why do I keep emphasizing you? Because you have to be the one. You have to be the one. You have to be the one. Why? Because it matters for you to be the one. It matters because people are going to see, people are going to recognize you, people are going to understand that life is going to give you what you are putting out. But in order for you to grow, develop, and learn, you have to plant your seed. You have to plant your seed. This is a seed. This right here is dirt. You have to plant your seed. What is planting your seed mean? Your seed is your talent. Equals talent. My talent is podcasting, so my talent is going to look something like this. My talent is going to look, other way. My talent is going to look something like this. While speaking to a guest. Why is it important? You have to identify the skill that you like to build upon. You can't become great. You can't become good. You cannot become average if you're not willing to do the small things that's going to get you there. Life is going to show you. Life has so many different rewards to go through. And until you grow through it, okay, see, this is what happens when you plant your seed. When you have your seed and you have your talent, this is what happens. So you got the dirt right here. You got the seed right here. I'm going to label it again. You got dirt. Hello, that didn't even look like it. You got seed, I'm sorry. Seed. Right here, you got dirt. And eventually, this seed right here will start to grow. Oh, before it grows up, hold on. Before it grows up, it grows roots. So this right here underneath the ground, this is called roots. What roots are, roots is your foundation. Roots is what keeps you sturdy. Roots is what keeps you strong. I remember when I was in San Diego, California, and during this time I was in real estate, and I went to go look at a house with a person that's more experienced than I am. And as I went to go look at the house, they got to talking about a tree.
And the tree was so huge, and the roots were so strong. The roots that was underneath the ground eventually went underneath the house. So it's kind of crazy. Hold on. Kind of crazy. So you got the tree right here, and the roots that was growing underneath this, it was growing so rapidly that it went underneath the house, and the house was leaning. Like, it literally was leaning. Like, it was pushed that way. The house was leaning. Why? Because that foundation was strong. That foundation was strong. What does that mean? Your roots, when you plant the seed, your growth happens when no one is around you. Your growth happens when you are discovering yourself. Your growth happens when you learn your path. Just because people don't see your growth, just because people don't see your pain, just because people don't recognize your effort that you're putting into, doesn't mean that you're developing. In fact, when you recognize that the effort that you're putting into is based off the foundation that you laid, based off the roots that you had. You see, this right here is what you're building. This right here is what you're focused on, because your roots has to be strong. Your foundation has to be stronger, and your belief has to be strong. Why? Because many times in life, life is going to show you that in order for you to get strong, your foundation has to be stronger. No one is going to see the pain. No one is going to see the heartbreak. No one is going to see what you have to go through. In reality, they don't have to, because you know what you went through. You know what you experienced. You know what you discovered. You see, when you discover yourself, hold on, self-discovery leads to more success. S-C-C-E-E, there we go. More success. Why? Because you are focused on you. You focus on your growth. You focus on your development. And here's the thing. When you have self-discovery, you learn how to be consistent. Why is that? Because life rewards the ones who are willing to be consistent. It's not the skill of the man. Skill equals talent. If I was to pick up a basketball, try to shoot, I probably miss a lot of shots, because that's not my skill. That's not my talent. I wasn't naturally born with the gift to shoot with my eyes closed, and or to shoot a basketball and make it and be a good basketball player. Nonetheless, just because you have talent does not equal success. And I'm gonna put a line through it. If you're naturally talented, why does it equal success? Because you can let your talent speak for you, but if you're not consistent, if you don't show up, if you don't perform, if you don't do, extra work, how do you get successful? How do you grow? You see, success comes from consistency. Why is that important? Because if you're consistent, all the failures that you're going to go through, all the losses that you're going to encounter, all the moments that you're going to overcome, you have to be willing to fail. Because if you're failing, you're consistent. If you're failing, you're showing up. If you're failing, you're learning. Failure is knowledge, because you're able to learn from the failures. And it becomes effort, because you're able to do it every day. Failure isn't bad. It's a lesson to help you learn. There's a book called Failure is Not an Option. Well, you have to be okay with learning how to fail. Failure is not an option because every time you fail, you can get back up. Every time you fall, there's another thing that you can learn. Life never doesn't stop until you stop learning. You see, when you're consistent, you're learning. When you're consistent, equals learning. When you're consistent, equals growing. When you're consistent, you're creating success. Why is it important? Why do you have to be consistent? But it's hard. But it's so challenging. But I'm not good at it. So what? Many of the greats wasn't good. And in fact, if you look at the news, if you look at the sports, the many greats that was picked last are the ones that are at the top because they're consistent. Shedeur Sanders, he got drafted and picked number 144. That's a lot of draft. That's a lot of picks before him. Tom Brady was picked 199. Like, Michael Jordan didn't even make his high school team. There's so many losses that we have to go through in order for one to know that as we are losing, we're learning. Failure is knowledge because you're able to learn. I'm gonna draw a little stick figure right here. Got the little graduation hat thing. Tassel. Graduation. Failure is knowledge because you're graduation, but learning. More importantly, you're learning. Failure is knowledge because you're able to learn. Failure is knowledge because you're able to grow. Failure is knowledge because you're able to become more consistent. The reason why consistency always wins is because you have to show up every single day. Doesn't matter if you're not good. So what? You have to be bad enough until you learn what good looks like. You have to keep showing up no matter what, because one day you're going to be good if you keep learning the basics, if you keep learning the skill, if you keep focusing on what's going to make you better. Your focus is going to build a consistency because your consistency is going to create success. But before you have success, you have to fail a lot. Before you have success, you have to learn a lot. Before you have success, you have to gain the experience. Life is about experience. Life is about focusing on your own path. Life is about you discovering yourself. Consistency always wins because you have to show up when it's raining. You have to show up when it's sunny. You have to show up when it's cold. You have to show up when it's windy. You have to show up no matter what. Eventually, you will get to the top because you're consistent. Just like the turtle in the previous example, the turtle kept moving. And as the turtle kept moving, he eventually got there. The rabbit took breaks. The rabbit stopped. The rabbit had fun, which caused him to lose the race. The only way you lose is if you're not consistent. Why? Because you have to find a way to be consistent and show up no matter what. If you enjoyed this video, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, let me know in the comments below what is your biggest takeaway on why you think consistency helps you win and why you think that's important. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it, love to engage with it. And if you haven't yet, make sure you click this video right here to watch more videos on how to personally develop and become your own somebody-ness.